Rarely is the question asked, is our children learning?
Why don't you volunteer? Why don't you help mentor a child how to read?
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
I think we ought to raise the age at which juveniles can have a gun.
Families is where our nation finds hope, where wings take dream.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Your money, you paid for it.
Baby boomers will be retiring. There's not going to be enough people contributing to the system to take advantage of people like me.
We don't believe in planners and deciders making the decisions on behalf of Americans.
And so, in my state of the union, or state, my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation, I asked Americans to give 4,000 hours over the next, of the rest of your life. Service to America. That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
I think war is a dangerous place.
It'll take time to restore chaos.
I couldn't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
We entered the rule of one of history's worst tyrants. And in so doing, we not only freed the American people, we made our own people more secure.
I didn't realize I had dyslexia.
The minute I got elected, the storm clouds on the horizon were getting nearly directly overhead.
But they misestimated what our campaign is about.
I want to thank the astronauts who are with us, the courageous spatial entrepreneurs.
That's a chapter, the last chapter of the 20th century, that our 21st century, that most of us would rather forget. The last chapter of the 20th century, this is the first chapter of the 21st century.
I'm confident that if the terriers and barriers everywhere are torn down, our economy will be strong.
Natural gas is hemispheric. I like to call it hemispheric in nature, because it is a product that we can find in our own neighborhood.
Responses have got to end in order for us to get the groundwork to discuss a framework for peace, to lay the... All right, you know what I believe? I will continue to articulate what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right.
Welcome to the people's home. As I'm sure you can imagine, it is an unimaginable honor to live here.
I see it all the time when people come up to me and say, I don't want you to let me down again.
Karen is with us, a West Texas girl, just like me. There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I am here to make an announcement that this Thursday, ticket counters and airplanes will fly out of Ronald Reagan Airport.
I think if you know what you believe, it makes it a lot easier to answer questions. I can't answer your question.
Wow. Just a couple of those great moments. And why we're so respected around the world.
Yes, yes.